In his new movie, actor Tommy Lee Jones is bent on suicide. He plays a professor, a man of the mind, who tries to end his life by jumping in front of a subway car. He is pulled to safety, we're told, by an ex-con, a man who has found redemption in God. That man is played by Samuel L. Jackson. This is the starting point, the jumping-off point, if you will, for The Sunset Limited.
Why are you doing this?
Me? I ain't got no choice.
Of course you have a choice.
No, I ain't.
Who appointed you my guardian angel?
You know who appointed me your guardian angel. Now, look, I ain't asked for you to jump into my arms down the subway this morning.
I didn't jump in your arms.
You didn't?
No.
Well, how you get there, then?
This is based on a play by Cormac McCarthy, the author known for his novels Blood Meridian and The Road, as well as No Country for Old Men. Tommy Lee Jones has directed an adaptation of that play for HBO. He also stars as the professor, and this movie takes place entirely in the ex-con's apartment. Tommy Lee Jones is with us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What made you want to play a guy who attempted to commit suicide?
It's a very fine play. It's a wonderful idea. It's full of lots of big ideas, and they're all fun. The fact that he was a suicide didn't matter to me. I could have played black, except I'm not of the right race.
Let's mention to people that in the script they're only described as black and white.
One character's name is White, the other one's name is Black.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of the argument that develops between your character and Samuel L. Jackson's character. They're arguing over the meaning of happiness or whether you can be happy.
Don't you want to be happy?
Happy?
What? You got something against being happy?
God help us.
What, I done opened up a can of worms? What you got against being happy?
It's contrary to the human condition.
Contrary to your condition? I got to agree with that.
Happy?
What, like there ain't no such thing? Not for nobody?
No.
Well, how did we get ourselves in such a fix as this?
We were born in such a fix as this. Suffering and human destiny are the same thing. Each is a description of the other.
We ain't talking about no suffering. We talking about being happy.
You can't be happy if you're in pain.
Why not?
You're not making any sense.
Oh, there was some hard word from the professor. The preacher has fell back. He's clutching his heart. His eyes is rolled back in his head.
Why did you pick Samuel L. Jackson for this role?
He's a very fine actor, and he can read.
What does that mean, that an actor can read?
He can read. He can understand the thinking behind the writing, insofar as there is any, and there's plenty of it here.
Cormac McCarthy's writing.
Yes.
Was Cormac McCarthy involved?
Oh, yeah. We built our set in a soundstage in Santa Fe. He happens to live there.
Did you choose Santa Fe for the production so that McCarthy could be there?
No, we chose it because they have very attractive tax incentives.
Oh, okay.
But it was a very happy situation for us that Cormac lived there and was willing to come to rehearsal with us. So I think we had 10, 12 days of rehearsal entirely alone with no one other than a script girl, Sam and Cormac and me.
Hmm.
No one else was allowed to come and attend those rehearsals. Some executives from HBO came by one day, but they were required to sit against the wall with their hands in their laps. And they left as soon as they saw that we were working seriously. So we were able to ask questions of Cormac, run things by him, exchange ideas with him, and those were some of the happiest days of my creative life.
What did you ask Cormac McCarthy?
Would show him a scene and ask him if he liked it. I needed to know what his reaction was. And there was one scene which we called the jailhouse story. I directed that scene to be very graphic. In other words, physically dynamic is
right.
What I mean.
Right.
And, of course, that was a bit of a shock for Cormac because at the Steppenwolf production, originally in Chicago and, I believe, in New York, the actor who played Black delivered those speeches almost in a monotone,
mm-hmm.
which is probably more entertaining if your audience is sitting right there with you and watching you breathe. It becomes more of a cerebral exercise.
Let's explain to people that Samuel L. Jackson's character is describing what happened to him in prison when he was attacked and attacked a man back, and he's describing just beating this man to a pulp. You see him swinging his arm as he's acting this out on screen.
And I went to wailing on that head, and I ain't quit till you couldn't tell it was a head no more. That screw was sticking his head, and I had to put my foot on it to pull it out.
Did either of you improvise at all?
Absolutely not.
Because it has that feel.
Oh, good. We try to make it look natural. Try to make it look easy.
And that, of course, is something of a trend. I mean, there's probably a lot more improvisation on the screen, but in this case, you wanted every word the way you wanted every word.
That's right. We don't have any use for improvisation. That's what we like, scripts and good ones.
What are the challenges of taking a serious work that deals with serious themes and convincing people that you can make that kind of a movie and that it can be a success?
Well, you have to be able to appreciate the humor that is on the page, and you have to be able to play it.
So when you go to HBO Films and you say, look, Samuel L. Jackson, Tommy Lee Jones, Cormac McCarthy, what do you want? They're going to make that no matter what it is, basically.
That was my fondest wish.
Was that what the pitch was for them?
I didn't have to make much of a pitch. They did ask me in a very large conference call between their New York offices and their Los Angeles offices how I thought that they were going to sell it. And I said, get a poster and emblazon across the bottom of it something like, if you liked Aristotle and Plato, you'll love Sunset Limited.
Is there such a poster somewhere in New York City today?
No, they didn't follow my advice on that one.
Oh, well. Well, Tommy Lee Jones, thanks very much.
All right, sir. Thank you, Steve.
The Sunset Limited, starring Tommy Lee Jones and Samuel L. Jackson, premieres tomorrow night on HBO. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Our engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Brian Jarboe. Audio engineers include Arthur Halliday-Laurent, Vince Muse, Greg Gavin, Stacey Abbott, Kurt Stolniker, Neil Tivolt, and Jerry Tennant with Theo Mondel at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalika Sicka. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.